right, we already got a guy offsides for West, and we'll see if they call it right off the get-go.
Oh, yeah,
the
left
far
foot is
end over there. Yep, he's offsides.
Aguilar has it teed up, looks to his right, now to his left. And the senior kicker trots towards the football at the 40-yard line, and it is underway, a new season 2021. And the kickoff is going to be bobbled around the 5-yard line, still loose. Now it's picked up at the 6, and not much more there. And a big tackle by Daniel Sanchez on special teams, and already special teams playing a factor 6 seconds in.
Well, it didn't take long as the kick was actually fumbled by Xavion Parks, the starting tailback, and then I'm not sure who picked it up because I couldn't see the number.
I believe.
But West will start at the 6-yard line for their first possession of the 2021 football season.
And Dodge City defensively will be in a 4-4 defense this year, different from the years past with Coach Dave Foster. Of note, if you're on the east side listening to the broadcast, you will not see Glenn O'Neill on the sideline. Head coach of the Red Demons is coaching from the press box just to our left. Wichita West out of the shotgun, handoff left side, Parks outside the hash, far side 10, still on his feet, 15, and he's going to pick up the first down up near the 16-17-yard line. Looked like there was a holdout there on that left side, but no call, and we'll move the chains for a first down.
Yep, that'll be the first down of the year for the West Pioneers.
Just underway here in Wichita. Pioneers huddling up. Ball is resting at the 17 on the left hash. Parks is a running back to the right. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. And running with it is going to be the quarterback right side. He's got a hole, but here comes a flag in late. And the carry made there by Kobe Figures, the quarterback. But hold on, this one's going to be coming back as flag was thrown by the back judge there. There's also a West Pioneer down. Looks like that is number 3, Malachi Motley, the 5'10", 170 wide receiver.
Yeah, and it looks like they'll have a holding call at the 20-yard line, so that will put the football back to the Wichita West 10.
That makes it now first down about 17. Here for Wichita West Pioneers. West last year went 3-4. Again, this is only the second non-City League opponent that Wichita West has played since 2019, because last year the City League schools played amongst each other besides Capon and Carroll, and that is because of COVID. So yeah. It is not very often that the West Pioneers have seen another team besides their own foes in the City League.
Well, we've got another issue. I think it may be an equipment issue, and that's number 2, Savion Fields, who leaves the field with an equipment issue.
Yeah, he is not happy. Threw his helmet down. And waits for the equipment manager to come out. Figures throws it near side. It's going to be caught. Catch made around the 15 and then thrown out of bounds. Sanchez as well as Dylan Smith in on the stop for Dodge City defensively.
Was that Richbo who caught that, number 8? I think it was. That'll be a gain of 5.
So now second down and 12 here for Wichita West. Pioneers moving left to right. That is north to south here at Adair Austin Stadium. Again on the campus of Friends University, home of the Falcons. And they will be playing at home tomorrow night, taking on Kansas Wesleyan in their season opener. Second and 12 for the Pioneers. Waist-high snap. This is going to be kept that time by Parks. And Parks didn't get too much there. And I'll say no gain. So it brings up maybe a gain of a yard. Third down and long here for Wichita West.
Well, it's different that each time it looks like Parks and Figures are changing positions in the backfield to take snaps.
Yeah, you don't know who's going to get. Figures is more the kind of, he looks like a fullback.
He does.
He is listed at 5'10", 235. So a bowling ball out of the backfield. He gets a waist-high snap, looks to his left. Pressure coming, throws it up for grabs, and is going to be incomplete. Nearly skipped it into his receiver that time, Anthony Reyes. As Figures just kind of threw it up for grabs and nearly found a Hail Mary.
Well, I think it might have been Barker who got in there, put some pressure on him, hit him just as he threw the football. So West will now punt the football away. Let's see who's going to do the punting. And will they have enough people on the punt team?
It was. Looks like.
Well, they don't have a punter, and they're three players short.
Rashad West, now figures coming out the quarterback. He's going to punt it away.
And they're still two players short.
Why aren't they resetting the play clock? That's my question.
I don't know.
Why is it? It's not even moving. It's a 20. First game for them, too. And now they're going to call it officials time. Oh, Wichita West called a timeout. Now, why would you call a timeout and the play clock's not running?
I don't know. I that's a good question. A fair question. But I don't know if it was a glitch or what the deal was. But that's the first timeout of the football game. And Dodge City with the first defensive stand and gave up big yardage on the first play and then got a penalty to help on the second play and stiffened up defensively. And now they force a punt. And West managed to have nine on their first attempt at punting. Let's see if they can get 11 guys out there. They only have 35 on their roster, which, you know, Dodge has got 48, which isn't a lot either. But 35 for a 6A school, or maybe West is 5A, I can't remember. Either way,
6A, yep.
That's not a lot of people.
Out-of-town scoreboard this year brought to you by Longs. Visit them in the Central Oaks Shopping Center, 2207 Central Avenue in Dodge City. Other games around the Western Athletic Conference, Manhattan at Garden City, May South at Great Bend, Wichita East at Hayes, and Guymon at Liberal. I just saw Liberal, they bumped their game back. It was supposed to be a 7:30 kickoff. That is, or it's supposed to be a 7. Now it's going to be a 7:30 kickoff because of weather that is going through Southwest Kansas. And the referee is, what is he talking with? Oh, I think they're maybe trying to talk to the clock operator.
That's a possibility, yeah. I'm not sure what the deal is, if they're having issues with the 40-25 clock.
Yes.
They started it, and it's sticking. That's what it looks like. Now it's running.
Yeah, it's not very often you see a referee in the high school level with a headset on.
Well, you know, trying to figure, I mean, if they're having an issue with things, it's two buttons you have to hit.
Yep.
You have to hit one for the 40 and hit it twice for the 25. And I guess they're just checking it to make sure it's going to run all the way down because you mentioned it's stuck at 20.
Yeah.
And
I think they've.
So we'll see. I don't know. They've got to reset it at 25. We may have somebody that's a little bit confused on what they're doing.
Back deep is Smith as well as Taylor. The kick from Figures, it's a high one, wobbling, and it is going to be caught around the 43-yard line. This is Isaiah Taylor. He's got a hold on the right side of the 30, 25, 20. He's doing his feet, 15, and he's getting bumped out of bounds around there. Noble City stepped out of bounds with a 22.
26 yards on the punt for Figures, and the return all the way back to the 22, so that's 20 yards on the return for Taylor.
And Dodge City will have excellent field position on their first drive of the new season. 10-14 to play, first quarter, no score. Here from Friends University. Not a bad crowd here on hand, though.
No.
For Wichita West.
Both sides, really.
Yeah, Dodge City, they packed it. Those small bleachers on the far side.
Yeah, they have. Brought the pep band with them and they can't run the 40 to the 25 and then stop it all the time. This isn't going to be, we'll be here all night.
Yeah, we're talking about a quick game. It's not going to be a quick game with that. Out of the wing T, Smith gets the snap, hands off. There's a chance, curve, big hole up the middle, 15 inside the 10. And he'll pick up the first down. It's first and goal for the Red Demons at the 9.
That's 13 yards on the first play from scrimmage for Dodge City. Chance Kerr with a big hole. Good job by the left side of that offensive line for Dodge City. Velasquez and Hernandez opening the hole.
Dodge City starting their first possession of the new season in the Lop Motors red zone. First and goal, Dodge at the 9.
That's new.
That is. Tucker Smith under center. Wilson, the left back. This is Sanchez in right back. He was in motion. They give. It's a chance. Kerr, this time he is bottled up. And it's going to be second down and goal. And they need to drop those big orange markers down the far side because I keep looking over there. I said, no, it's not.
Not a first down. I can't pick up first down. There, the guy drops one of them.
And the second one is down a little bit.
We got all kinds of issues going on with this play clock. It is stuck at 19.
Yeah, the back judge is going to have to keep it down there. Second and goal. Sanchez, a pitch around the left side. He's got room inside the 10, inside the 5, and down near the 3-yard line goes Daniel Sanchez on his first carry of the season.
It looks like they'll put him down about, well, let's see where they put the football.
Should be about
down.
The 3.
About the 2, maybe. No, it's at the 3.
Yep.
So that's a gain of 7 and brings up third down.
Third and goal from the 3. Don City trying to punch it in here in their opening drive of the season. Now a stoppage. And
It's problem.
West has just burnt their second timeout.
Okay.
3 minutes and 20 seconds into the first half.
Well, I'm not sure what's going on with the play clock. somebody needs to come up here and work it, because if this can't happen in a college game tomorrow. That's for sure.
And here on the Friends University campus here in Wichita, Dodge City at home for the home opener next Friday night under the lights of the newly renovated Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, did they renovate the press box?
Not yet.
Oh,
that won't be
man, done
for another couple of years. But
I got to bring the fan next week again? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that would be very beneficial. They did do a lot of renovations, though. Brand new locker room for Dodge City. They'll be coming out of the southeast side of Memorial Stadium instead of the southwest side.
From under the big flag.
Yep. It is third and goal for Dodge City at the 3. Tucker Smith goes under center. Chance Kerr is right behind him. Stone Wilson to the left of Kerr. Here's the handoff to Wilson. Starts right, cuts back left, rummaging for the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, Dodge City. Stone Wilson in from 3 yards out, and the Red Demons strike first with 8:36 to play in the first quarter. It is 6-0 Dodge.
This time a good push from the right side of the offensive line. Kuhn, Loya, and the center, Chavez. They get a push up front. Stone follows Kerr into the end zone for the score.
As Stone Wilson's first rushing touchdown of his career, the 5'10", 180-pound senior. Aguilar on for the PAT. He was 8 of 9 last year at Cimarron on PATs. Good snap, placement down, the kick is up, and the kick is through. 8:36 to play in the opening quarter. It is Dodge City 7, Wichita West nothing. We'll step aside for a quick timeout here on the Dodge City Red Demon Sports Network. Back here in Wichita, along with Phil Stevenson, Sean Boston with you. Dodge City leading Wichita West 7-0, thanks to short field position after a great punt return from Isaiah Taylor, and Stone Wilson capped off with a touchdown.
It was that 22 yards on the drive. Took them 4 plays, did Dodge City. 3-yard run, as Sean mentioned, by Stone Wilson. Manny Aguilar adds the extra point. 1:38 came off on the clock on that drive. And with 8:36 remaining in the first stanza, it's Dodge City 7, Wichita West 0.
Great opening drive there for the Red Demon offense. Aguilar has it teed up for this kickoff. Again, from our right to left is what Dodge City does here this opening quarter of play. A senior gets his right foot through it. Kick is going to angle towards the near side. It's going to bounce once in through the end zone for a touchback. So Wichita West offense comes out for their second drive of the night. First one, they had a decent run early in that drive, but then they kind of just stalled out. The Dodge City defense really stepped up.
Well, they did, and, you know, they terrible field position to start at their own 6 by fumbling the opening kickoff, but good to see Aguilar's 2 kicks so far have been deep to about the 1-yard line where it was fumbled forward and then the one into the end zone. So that'll be a good sign down the road to have a guy that can kick the ball deep on kickoffs.
He'll be figures at quarterback out of the shotgun. He stands his own 15, gets his snap, hands off, Parks right side. And Parks nearly stumbled. Then he gets hit by a couple of Red Demons to the turf. In on the stop was Chance Kerr, as well as Luke Barker and Remington Miller.
Good first down run by Parks as he was able to avoid a tackler right at the line of scrimmage, kind of just high-stepped over him, and then got upfield and took three demons to put him down.
4 minutes elapsed here in this opening quarter of play. Now, Phil, I think we spoke a little bit too early about moving quickly here tonight because we were 18 minutes in the contest, and we've went 4 minutes off the clock. Here's that bowling ball still on his feet, his figures. Oh, my goodness. He was tough to bring down there, and finally Tyler Cox brings him down across the 40 to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 15 on the play.
That was just a power run that time by Kobe Figures, and he ran through a few Dodge City tacklers, got into the secondary. He's not a fast guy, but he is a big, strong guy, and that's a first down for the Pioneers.
First and 10 West at their own 41. Ball on the right hash. Wichita West moving left to right in their road blacktops, the maroon pants. This is going to be Parks who gets a snap here. Starts to his left, cuts back to the right. Dodge City, a lot of arm tackles there. Tyler Cox had him wrapped up for a short gain. Instead, Parks turns it into five.
That's another good first down run. Anytime you could pick up 4, 5, 6 yards on first down and create second and middle type situations, those are good plays on first down.
Thank you, Jesus. They will keep the play clock on the field now.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on with it. There's something wrong with it, but somebody needs to check it out. Somebody needs to call Friends Administration.
Scott Mosher, the athletic director at Friends, was out here earlier. They got their home and season opener tomorrow night. Now it's showing 9 seconds, and the referee said just turn it off. We're going to spend more time worrying about the play clock tonight
than we have planned.
Yes.
Absolutely right. So, well, you know, we've had our issues. Now the issues are with the clock and the play clock. And
referee talking to Adam Rosenthal, the head coach of Wichita West, in his second season. Of course, he took over for Weston Schartz after Schartz went from Wichita West over to Cape and Mount Carmel. How about the season that they had last year? We saw them in week one, and you knew they were going to be good. They looked really impressive.
They were a good football team, yep.
Interesting to see what they do this year.
Well, they lost a lot of good players, but they've got some pretty good players returning as well, and now we're back to action.
Second down and 4. Parks hands it off. This is Figures. Figures is going to be sandwiched, and he's going to be close to a first down. He'll get up near midfield.
That's not a first down. Why are we stopping the clock?
Oh, wow. They're going to give him a favorable spot and give him the first down, looks like,
Phil.
Oh,
wow. They sure are, aren't they? That's
Wow.
That was not good. But it's the third first down of the first quarter for Wichita West as they've moved from their own 20 into Dodge City territory at the 49.
First snap in Red Demon territory for this Pioneer offense. 6:25 to play, first quarter. 7-0 Dodge City. Movement up front, both sides. It looks like Wichita West will be called for the false start, and they will be.
Yeah, the left guard jumped. And they've got a couple of guys out there with different helmets than the other guys.
See, yeah, I see 72. I'm guessing he, you know, nothing against the fellow, but he might be wearing like a double XL or something that maybe
that.
But they just had to get in custom.
The left guard, the right tackle, and 72 is not on the roster that we have. And they're both in just plain maroon helmets.
First and 15, back to pass. It Figures. He throws it far side, incomplete. Daniel Sanchez, rather, nearly jumped that route and picked it off as he dove but could not come up with it. It's incomplete. Second and 15 coming up.
Now, see, I don't like that call by West, because they've had success running the football. You get a penalty, put you back 5. Well, you know what? You've been picking up 6, 7 yards on the ground running the football. Why would you abandon that? Because you can pick that up on first down, and now it's not 2nd and 15. It's 2nd and 9 or 8. And now they're in a much more unfavorable position as an offense.
Three receivers left, one to the right here for Figures. Waist-high snap, runs to his left. He's going to run it the entire way, and he's going to be brought down a gain of a yard, maybe two. Luke Barker in on the stop for the Dodge City defense.
Yeah, we'll give him one. Gives him four carries for 24 yards. And now we'll bring up third and 14.
Great to have football back. MIAA kicked off last night. Fort Hays State was taken down by Northwest Missouri State in their opener. Bearcats ranked number four in the nation. John Johnson got the first tackle of the season for Fort Hays State last night, former Red Demon.
That he is.
Several Dodge City players on that Tiger roster for Chris Brown. Third down and long. Figures as his screen pass caught by Parks, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. Great stop there. Tyler Cox comes up and read it perfectly. It brings up now fourth down and 14.
Screen pass, a good idea, but really well read that time by Cox as he stayed home. And as soon as Parks caught the football, he was there for the tackle, and it'll bring up fourth down for the Pioneers.
Under 5 minutes to play, first quarter, 7-0 Dodge City leads. Back deep is Isaiah Taylor and Dylan Smith. Smith on the far side, Taylor on the near side. Not very often you see two guys back for punt returns.
Well, that's true. They ought to just let that go. Okay.
And last second, Isaiah Taylor comes up and pounces on it. And it will be down at the 24-yard line. So that's where Dodge City starts their second drive. A little bit more field to go. They want to get a touchdown here on their second drive. Again, they started their first drive at the Wichita West 22. And now they'll start at their own 24, the second drive of the night, with 4:34 to play in the first quarter and a 7-0 lead.
That was 29 yards on the punt that time for Figures. No return for Dodge City. And we'll see what the offense has in store this time for their second drive. That's the second punt for West that they've not had enough guys on the field. Only had 10 that time. Of course, it's better. They started with eight.
Double tight formation here. Smith back to pass. He rolls to his left. Receiver fell down. Now he throws it. It's going to be picked off. It is picked off here by Trayshawn Higgins inside the 10. Five, and he is short of the goal line. Nearly a pick six here for Higgins. The receiver fell down on the near side, and it was kind of just a blown play from the beginning. As Tucker Smith was dropping back and rolling out to pass. He ran in to, I'm not sure if it was Chance Kerr or who in the backfield.
I think it was Stone Wilson is who it was. And the play was kind of off from the beginning. He had a lot of pressure, and he threw it. He overshot his receiver. Higgins caught it and returns it back from about the 31-yard line to the Dodge City 1. This is where West will start this drive, at the Dodge City 1-yard line.
That is the 11th interception thrown by Tucker Smith in his career. First and goal for Wichita West, and the Pioneer faithful have something to cheer about for the first time today. They trying to punch it in. Dodge City defense, can they come up with a big stop? Under center is the quarterback that time, Figures, and he is in. It took a while for the officials to put their arms up, but Figures finds the end zone from a yard out. And Wichita West is an extra point away from tying this ball game up.
Well, turnovers are a big factor in early in football games, and there Dodge City is the first one of the year that gave West great field position, and now they'll try to tie it.
And who is going to kick it? They don't have enough guys on the field.
Well, special teams have been a problem here early for Wichita West.
The kicker is number 64. They don't have the tee out there. Oh, my, 64. And he's not on our roster, which I was given yesterday by the athletic director. So 64 is going to try to tie this game up with no tee. It's a bad snap. The kick is up. It is blocked. Maybe got 3 inches off the ground.
Well, the snap was low, and it was botched from the beginning. And this is very interesting. Let's just say that. That's a one-play drive of 1 yard for Wichita West. This figure sneaks it in from a yard away after the 29-yard return of the interception by Trayshawn Higgins. PAT's block, 5 seconds on that drive for Wichita West, but Dodge City still leads the game 7-6.
Yeah, you can just tell it was going to be a disaster from the get-go because they had no tee out there. And I'm sure Coach Rosenthal said, we can't take any more timeouts. We have one left and still 16 minutes to play in the first half.
Well, let's see if they have a tee for kicking off. Let's try that. They got a coach out there that maybe he can count to 11 and get them all out.
Yeah, that's
there.
What he's trying to do right now. Let's see how that West High education is.
I wasn't going to go there.
I didn't say it was a good or bad thing. I was just saying.
let's just say they now have 11, which is a good thing.
And we got a different kicker, too. From the PAT.
Well, here it goes. Let's see what happens.
And here's a kick. It's a lined drive. It is going right towards Dalen Unzueta. Unzueta across at 30, 35, 40, and he's up in it around the 43-yard line. Actually, the mark at the 44.
Really nice return. He took the line drive kick, came up, made the catch, and then didn't hesitate getting upfield to give Dodge City good field position at their own 44 to start their third drive of the first quarter.
Yeah, Phil, I know you were talking to their athletic director earlier tonight, and he said that what they're playing all their home games are at Friends this year.
Yeah, they've got a one-year deal with Friends to be able to play football here, and they're trying to get it into a three-year deal. The only bad part is there's no high school markings. Everything is a college mark.
Tucker Smith under center, hands off this time, and with the carry for the Red Demons, Rudy Hernandez. So Hernandez gets to carry his first of the night. Dodge City trying to get back, get the offense going after a turnover their last drive.
Well, Chance Kirk's playing both ways from fullback and linebacker, so it might be their first opportunity to try to get him a little bit of a break to get Hernandez in the game.
Hernandez is in behind Tucker Smith in that fullback position. Smith in motion. From right to left, it's the big hole. Actually, Isaiah Taylor inside the 20, the 15, and it's taken out around the 12, 13-yard line. Isaiah Taylor with that burst of speed, we've seen him have a couple of really nice runs.
Well, they'll mark him at the 11, so that's 42
yards.
Oh, mark
at the 14.
Well, the 14. Oh, okay. So that's 39 yards on that run by Taylor. And a Dodge City first down.
Dylan Smith coming in now for Taylor. There's so many faces, new faces, that we didn't really see a lot of last year on this offense. Is that the good thing is a lot of familiar faces on the O-line, though. Smith pitches right side. This is Stone Wilson. He's got a hole. 10, 5, and towards the goal line. Is he in? Yes, he is. Stone Wilson, his second rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 14 yards out, and Dodge City now leads it 13-6 with 3:13 to play in the first quarter.
That is a quick answer by the Dodge City offense. The short kick, return to give them good field position, three plays to go 56 yards in that drive for a touchdown.
Well, swinging gate action as the offense huddles up over to the right. Aguilar is the only one right now in the middle of the field for Dodge City. Is he? The rest of the 10 players break the huddle and now go towards the line of scrimmage. Tucker Smith, the holder. Snap down. Placement kick is up. The kick is good. 3:13 to play in the first quarter. Dodge City now leads it 14-6.
That drive for Dodge City took 58 seconds, three plays to go 56 yards, capped off by the Stone Wilson 14-yard touchdown run. Aguilar adds the extra point, and now Dodge City is up 14-6 here in the first quarter.
So cool to hear the fight song on the far side. You mentioned the pep band made the trip here to Wichita. And
a lot of fans as well. They got the next to the pep band. It's pretty packed. The whole other small bleacher section is packed, and there's quite a few people standing along the fence line.
Yeah, they're definitely packed like sardines, literally over there. Everybody is shoulder to shoulder.
And a good crowd here on the west sideline also.
Great to have football back. And, of course, last year, you know, everybody in the City League, they had limitations on who could come to the game. So,
right.
I mean, for a lot of these people, first time that they've been able to see a live high school football game in 2 years.
Right, that's true. And, you know, I know there's still a lot of crazy things going on in this world right now, but it's good to have some normalcy. And this is one of them, high school football.
Now, Wichita City League did go back to masks inside, indoors. Something they passed and implemented this past week. Aguilar will tee it up here for Dodge City. 3:13 to play in the opening quarter, 14-6. And Phil, when we were on the drive here, I was talking about Stone Wilson, how he's really grown, and how about him tonight so far?
So far he's looked good running from that wingback position.
A couple of rushing touchdowns, one from 3, one from 14. Aguilar sends it high in the air. This one is going to be returnable from the 11-yard line. Across the 20, still on his feet near the 30-yard line. Return man that time was Brandon Buescher, 5'10 sophomore for the Wichita West Pioneers.
Kicks returned out to the Pioneer 28, which is where they'll start their fourth drive of the first quarter. They've moved the football early in drives. They've had them stall late and had to punt twice. Of course, they got the turnover and only had to get 1 yard in one play to get their points on the board.
Figures out of the shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. Low snap. He picks it up. Hand off to Parks outside the right side. And Parks gets across the 30. He again slipped a tackle. And that's something that I've noticed early so far here tonight, Phil. There's a lot of guys getting loose because of arm tackling.
Well, arm tackling, but that time I think you got to give Parks a little credit because he had Daniel Sanchez, looked like he had him wrapped up, and he hit him with a pretty good stiff arm. And that's a lost art a lot of times. You don't see many guys who have the capability of using that stiff arm to get away from defenders.
Second down and 6. This is Parks back to the right side, and Parks is going to be brought down by the ankles. That was Tyler Cox in for the stop defensively for Dodge City's defense.
Looks like they'll mark it for no gain, so that'll bring up third down.
Ball is at the Wichita West 32-yard line. Dodge City Community College football gets their season underway tomorrow afternoon at Memorial Stadium. In Dodge City is the Conks open the season with fourth-ranked Iowa Western. Reavers coming to town to take on the Conks tomorrow afternoon.
I'm going to be playing golf in the Johnny Boom golf tournament, fundraising golf tournament. Look forward to that.
Back to pass figures. He'll sling it near side and is caught near the 40-yard line. The receiver that time was Savion Fields. And that brings up fourth down in, what, a yard or so?
I think they're going to put him down just short of the 38, so that will be a yard short.
So Wichita West going to go for it here on fourth and about a yard. 1:20 to play in the first quarter. 14-6 our score. Dodge City leads by 8 here in the season opener. Figures runs to his left. Now cuts it back up the middle of the field. He's got a first down and then some. Still on his feet. DeAndre Vontrez has him wrapped up by the ankles. He was holding on for dear life before Chance Kerr and Tyler Cox finish him off, but it's not until Figures picks up a first down on the 47.
Well, West had been 0-for-3 on third down, but that's the first fourth down try that they've had, and they do convert for a first down.
Kansas getting their season started tonight as well as they are hosting South Dakota at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. hand or the carry this time for Parks, and he is going to be bottled up. No gain on the play, maybe a loss of a yard. Again, Tyler Cox in defensively for the Red Demons.
Excuse me, good time, good job that time, as you mentioned, by Cox to be able to keep his leverage and all, not only force Parks back inside, but to be able to make the tackle and then get help from a few people coming from behind him.
This will more than likely be the final play of the first quarter. 10 seconds to go here in quarter number one. We'll see if West even runs a play. They will. Final play of the first quarter. Back to pass. Figures pressure coming. He's hit as he throws. It's up for grabs. And it's going to be incomplete. Batted down by Keenan Howard as well as Dylan Smith. And it'll bring up second down. Actually, third down when we return here for the second quarter. We have played one here in Wichita. Dodge City 14, Wichita West 6 here on the Red Demon Sports Network.